With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The harvest numbers are in, and it comes as no real surprise. Washington raspberry growers were hit hard by a stretch of record high temps in late June. But looking ahead to next year, Washington Red Raspberry Commission Executive Director Henry Bierlink says the future remains unclear.
That's an open question because, you know, not only are the flora canes, which we use for our berries this year, were up, but, you know, the prima canes, which will be next year's crop, were also coming up. And how much damage they received, how much stunted they were, that we won't really know that, you know, until next year.
Until then, Bierlink says there's plenty of work yet to be done.
We need to plan a little bit. Of course, some people jump on the global warming trend right away, and, you know, not too many of our growers do that. They're a little more balanced, but you do have to look and say, are we in a trend that we're going to have warmer temperatures, and then what do we do about that as we look at variety development and different technology?
But Bierlink says there could be a little help ahead.
There is a disaster relief bill that floated through the federal government through the system. There's about $10 billion that was added just in this last budget reconciliation, whatever you call it over there, which is applying to a lot of different things.
Tune in tomorrow for another major challenge Washington red raspberry growers are facing in Whatcom County. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.